Saga Egmont presents The Angels by Alex Kane, read by Leslie Harcourt. For My Mum. Prologue. There's no one else around, especially at this time of night. She's been sure to check. She doesn't want anyone to see her or what she is doing. Staring down at what she's carrying in her hands, she lets go and sets it down on the ground under a shelter so it won't get wet. Someone will be along to collect it quickly. She knows that. The darkness swallows her as the rain cascades down and drips off the end of her nose. Her task is done. She can move on now from this life and start afresh. But can she? Will what she's done always follow her, no matter where she goes? Backing away, she wonders if she should buy a plane ticket to get as far the fuck away as possible. She's only known one life. Her family's wealth was driven by glamorous girls, dangerous gangsters, drugs, and seedy men. The beautiful architectural buildings that surround the streets of Glasgow where she lived and worked bear no resemblance to the truth of her life. The job she did and the businesses she was involved with were all she knew. She was born into that world. She knew society didn't approve, but in some respects she was proud of who she was. But not now, not after this. Turning, she sets off down the darkened street towards the edge of the town and forces herself to keep facing forward. She can't turn back. Instead, she imagines her future and what it will be like now. The feeling of disgust with herself and the crime she's committing fills her with dread. If anyone ever finds out about it, she'll never be looked at the same way, and neither will her family. Shame would be brought upon them and everything they've built would unravel. This is her only choice, the only way to right a wrong, she's sure of it. Pushing the thoughts to the back of her head, she tries to focus on the future and the good that will come if she can keep the act a secret. If no one knows, then there will be no comeback. Rushing deeper into the shelter of the dark night, she doesn't look back. But she hasn't gone unnoticed. Someone has had their eyes on her the whole time. Her secret is not safe the way she thinks it is. Her past will not be locked away. One day, it will come back for her. She will have to face the past and take her punishment. Just what kind of punishment is fitting for the crime she has committed? 1. Marcus. Marcus stands by the grand window of his Glasgow apartment, looking over the city with a glass of whiskey in one hand, a cigarette in the other. Autumn was beginning to set in, and the reddish-orange sky highlighted the tops of the corporate buildings he looked out at. His 6'6" stature takes up most of the window space as he looks out, his hand swallowing the glass as his fingers wrap around it. He's made it. After all the years of working behind the scenes, doing the dirty jobs and getting in among the streets and learning about the clientele, he's finally climbed to the top. Sharing the spot for a while isn't a problem. He's always known that was going to be the case. Who better to share that top spot with other than his dad while he learns what it's like to run things? His old man was a force to be reckoned with. One of Glasgow's most feared gangland criminals, Marcus knows he's learnt from the best. He has to admit, being delegated the dirty jobs over the years was actually something he'd enjoyed. His old man had always said from when Marcus was a young lad that he would have to earn his way into the business. Just because he was the firstborn son didn't mean that he would immediately be entitled. The dirty jobs had been his in. He'll miss that part of it. Getting right in the midst of things. The power he felt during his climb was like no other. He deserves his promotion. The people in the streets of Glasgow respect the family, respect their power. Of course there have been the odd chancers over the years who attempted to worm their way out of having to pay their debt to the family. But Marcus has always taken great pleasure in righting that wrong. It's what he does best. Break a leg here, snap a wrist there, and soon they'd pay up, and with interest too. Being the son of a top gangster is a magnificent feeling, when people realised who he was. He loved watching how their expressions changed. He's heard through the grapevine.